I knew that the only way to make things happen is to make them happen. Like, no one's going to ask me to work for them. I have to show interest. I have to be bold. And the crazy thing is that I had very little experience when I first met her. I was like 2 years out of nail school. I sucked at nails still. Like, you know, I definitely wasn't someone that would like grab her attention because of my skills, but because of my personality. Like, and I told her right off the bat, I was like, Lauren, I would love to teach for you one day.
What's up, nail nerds? Welcome to Nail Nerds Unite, the podcast for quirky and artistic nail techs who love what they do and love making money doing it. Join us as we dive into everything about working in and out of the chair in your business. From choosing the right products to navigating the ins and outs of entrepreneurship, we've got you covered. So grab a coffee and a snack, because it might be the only time you have to eat today. And join our vibrant community as we share stories, offer advice, and support one another on our journey to a success. I'm your host, Jessica Sapransky, and this is Nail Nerds Unite. Hey, Nail Nerds. Thanks so much for joining me on another amazing episode on the Nail Nerds Unite podcast. I am so excited to introduce you to today's guest. Erin has been a nail tech for 10 years. She has a rich, long history of teaching and education before coming into doing nails and is super passionate about sharing her extensive knowledge in the nail community. She's a mom and a wife and a proud Canadian, and she's here to talk to us about efficiency and some exciting things she has coming up. Erin, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Jessica. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Okay, so let's just start off with a little bit of background about you. Tell me a little bit about your history as a teacher and kind of how you came into the nail industry.
Awesome. So I never saw this coming. I got a Bachelor of Education in 2002. I'm getting along, and I taught special needs children for 12 years, had my kids, and had a lot of issues with mental illness. I was really unhappy in my job. I was good at my job, but I just couldn't get past the being a mom and juggling being a teacher. And one day, I would sit around doing my best friend's nails all the time, watching The Bachelor. One day I said to her, I'm like, imagine I like went to nail school. I just, like, you know, out of nowhere.
Threw it out there.
And it's almost like the universe was watching me, because really soon after that, like, you know, a little light bulb, I saw, this must have been like probably like 2012, I saw a YouTube reality show competition called Nailed It. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yes, and I totally have.
Yeah, I was fully hooked. I watched Lauren Weyerman come in second, and I was like, oh my gosh, this person has such an amazing story. Like, if she could do what she did, maybe I could be a nail tech. Like, yeah, I really just like, maybe I'll do it. And I remember going to my therapist and being like, do you think this is crazy? Am I having a midlife crisis? And she was like, no, it's wonderful to change careers. So I did a 360. I went back to nail school. I finished school in like the end of 2013, left my job, and started my own nail, like, you know, mobile service, because I didn't really know anything about the industry. I didn't know who to get a job for. I didn't know if I should rent, if I should work for someone. So I said, you know what, let me just get better at nails on my own. If clients have any issues with it, they'll come to me directly and I'll learn and I'll get better. And it just kind of grew from there. I actually, like, being in Canada and being a mobile nail tech, I felt like really lonely at the beginning. I loved it, but I was like, I had no mentors. I had nothing. And one day I just Googled, like, you know, nail workshops, and I came across Nail Camp in like near Seattle. And I was like, oh, I have to go to this thing. Like, I just have to learn more. Yes. And the rest is kind of history. I met Lauren Weyerman there. I met like all of my mentors. I've grown like so much in the last 10 years. And then I finally put together education, which was my specialty anyways, with nails now. And I do both.
I love it. I love it. That's just, it's such a beautiful story. I think it's so crazy to hear everybody's stories about how they come into this industry. Cause yeah. I always reference, like, this industry is kind of like a catch-all for everybody. It's like, you know, some people just sort of fall into it like mysteriously and it just turns out to be perfect. But like most people don't like growing up, wake up and be like, I'm going to be a nail tech one day. You know, it just kind of, people find it and it
becomes this amazing home for like so many creative people. And I love that everybody is so different when they come to this industry, and we all have something to kind of bring to it. And it makes it so unique and wonderful. Tell me a little bit about it's so crazy. I love that Lauren was like your inspiration, like that kick in the pants. So like, yes, go do nail school. Tell me a little bit about what it was like to actually like meet her at nail camp.
That's actually a really funny story. So I'm not shy. As you can see, I like to talk to people, even if I've just met you, like, especially in our industry, I love mingling and networking. And so my second year at nail camp, I had already gone 1 year. The first year I was a nail tech, I went, I loved it. I met so many people. I had so many nail sisters suddenly. Like it was incredible. But I right away signed up to go back the following year. And as they were like announcing which educators were coming, I was always on the website checking it out. And I see Lauren Wireman and I like hit the floor. I was like crazy. So when camp came around, right away, like I'm the first person I've literally like lined up, like with practically like to ask for an autograph. I think, you know, I was like, hi, I'm Erin and I'm from Canada and I'm your biggest fan.
And
it's crazy because I ended up becoming a Wildflowers Master Artist. I ended up becoming a content creator for her. I work full time for her now for the last like 4 years. And it's like insane where it came from. She used to make fun of me on her live videos being like, oh, look, my little stalker from Canada's watching.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So how did that morph from you like having that like total starstruck moment into like working with Lauren?
I always kind of knew ever since I saw that show that I would love to work with her. So as soon as I met her in real life, I knew that the only way to make things happen is to make them happen. Like no one's gonna ask me to work for them. I have to show interest. I have to be bold. And the crazy thing is that I had very little experience when I first met her. I was like 2 years out of nail school. I sucked at nails still. Like, you know, I definitely wasn't someone that would like grab her attention because of my skills, but because of my personality. Like, and I told her right off the bat, I was like, Lauren, I would love to teach for you one day. And I'm a teacher. Like I have a bachelor of education, by the way, like most nail techs don't have that. And she was like, oh, cool. Like, and like, it made her remember me more. So I knew to get further in that company to become a master artist, which is their education program, was the first step. So I went to Florida for a week, became a master artist. That was in 2018. And then pretty much, I guess a year later, she asked me to join the creative team.
That's amazing. That's so cool. I love it. That's definitely shows how like persistence pays off. You know, sometimes you just got to be that annoying person that keeps bugging people, you know?
So what are they? There's a balance.
Yeah, that's amazing. Amazing. Okay, so let's rewind just a little bit because you have experience being a mobile tech. So are you still a mobile tech? Like how...
thank God, no.
No, okay.
And like, no judgment whatsoever. Like, I'm so supportive of all nail techs. Like, I try to help others, and whether they're a beginner or even like a veteran that's been along way longer than me, I'll always share my experience, my knowledge, my feedback. And when it came to mobile, I was pretty much paying to be a nail tech. Like, I wasn't making nearly enough money. I didn't know how to charge my worth at that time, especially because I was new. I really lacked confidence. And it was only when I went to Master Artist Week and I was rooming with like a few other people that were taking the course that Jotana, who's now like my best friend and nail sister for the last few years, she turned to me and was like, Erin, when you get home from Florida, you need to go find a salon or like a hair salon or a nail salon where you could rent a table, because you'll never make money and you're going to end up burning out so much faster than the normal. Yeah. And it was the best move I ever did.
Okay, so like you came back and you were like immediately looking for places. That's crazy.
Yeah,
how did your business change? Did it like, and how quickly did things change?
My books filled up.
Brick and mortar. Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a hair salon. I was the only nail tech there. I was mostly bringing my mobile clients, whoever was willing to drive to me now and not have me drive to them. I took some of my clients with me. They brought me some newbies, but my clientele grew to like a full roster. Probably within like a year.
That's
stayed
pretty awesome.
Yeah, I stayed probably like 2 years at that place before COVID hit. And then I know this is horrible to say, but hopefully nobody was watching that remembers that salon, but like, it wasn't clean enough for my standards, especially mm-hmm. after COVID. Like, I, not only did I have my standards of my tools and my, you know, my table and how I'm set up, but it wasn't clean enough for my clients. They felt very like nervous. So I ended up going to another place, renting there for a couple of years. And now I just work from a studio at home.
That's awesome. Wow. It's amazing to see, like, you've kind of been everywhere. You were mobile, then you were in a salon, and now you're your home salon now too. That's a different thing as well, to just detach yourself from like an already established salon. And just, yeah, you're completely 100% self-reliant at that point. And I think for a lot of people, like, that's like the goal. That's what they want, is that freedom of just being independent. So I think that's amazing. Okay. So, you've got some cool things, that you've just launched. And so, you have a wonderful course that I saw all about efficiency. So let's dive into that. Where along your journey do you feel like the idea of efficiency was really starting to like become a focus for you?
So I'm really fortunate that Lauren is my boss and my mentor, because she started to do this coaching program last summer where she's teaching people how to create digital courses, mm-hmm. not necessarily even in the beauty industry, just in general, because that's one of her very many skills. And I was lucky enough to be part of the beta program. I knew since COVID that the way of the future in beauty and everywhere is digital education.
Yes,
and that
absolutely
with my background, like, I really do have a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like an edge, you know, because I have 12 years as a teacher under my belt before I ever even looked at nail school. So for me, it was like, okay, I need to teach something that I am passionate about. So I right away was thinking maybe I should teach, like, you know, nail art or something, because I love nail art. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like there was a million educators out there. And I really wanted to offer people that are fresh out of school or a seasoned nail tech alike some kind of skills, some kind of ways to better their business, to better their everything that they're doing in the salon. And I knew that, like, people always tease me that I'm like very organized. Mm-hmm. But like too much sometimes, you know, and like, that was such a, I had like a light bulb. I was like, well, maybe I could teach people how I do my overlays, because I do it in such a structured way that I've gotten so fast. I've noticed that, like, over 10 years, especially over the last like 3 years, when I started using like a build in a bottle system, I started getting faster and faster and faster. No need to finish file anymore. That cut out a whole 20 minutes, you know, And I was like, I think that's going to be the right way to like jump into digital education. So I created a course called the efficient, what did I call the first one? Sorry, the nail efficiency masterclass. So that's the one that's for just all nail techs, even students. I've had students take it. They love it. I've had people take it that are 30-year veterans that told me that they cannot believe that they don't finish file anymore. I've had feedback that was like, they cut off an hour. I was kind of curious how long it took them before. I mean,
that's right, but that's huge. And to think about like how much more money that puts in their pocket, you know, just by cutting down that time, that's amazing.
Like, one nail tech told me, she was like, within the first day, like 2 days after she bought the course, she tells me, I already implemented everything yesterday and I cut off 45 minutes a client. I was like, oh my gosh, how many clients did you have today? She's like, 5. I was like, like 45 minutes times 5 clients. I'm like, that's so much time. You saved 3 hours.
Right? And think about how many lunch breaks you could have.
Or you could put in 3 more clients and then you'll make like another like $300-$400 in a day, you know? Like,
that's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's
and so I'm, amazing. I'm all about lifting nail techs up and empowering them and not like, I don't like sharing, you know, like hiding my information. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like to just share with everybody what I've learned, how I've failed, how I've succeeded. And I love that this course is like showing such a success. Like, that's my biggest pride, is that not that I created the course, but that the feedback is so good.
Yeah. I think it's amazing that you decided to pick like your topic for your first online course as something that like felt like personal and true to you? Because I do see a lot of people that'll launch courses that are like for nail art and stuff like that, because that's what everybody likes. But I don't feel like they always do as well, because like the attachment and the like the passion that you put behind the course, I think it has to be there. And I think that's awesome that you picked that first, and it's had so much great success. It's so great. So as part of your own journey into efficiency, what are some things that you started to look at the beginning when you were trying to sort of get your technique and everything down?
That led to this technique?
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, I remember back in the day seeing someone at Nail Camp teach what she called a 30-day manicure. Mm-hmm. And she applied her hard gel and then did not finish file and jumped right into gel polish and whatever was coming after. That was always my goal. I don't know why, but like seeing it happen in front of my eyes, I knew it was possible. And for years, I could not. Like, I was like, I would look at the nails and I'm like, there's no way I could let this person walk away without me finish filing this.
Yeah.
Like, that's lumpy, that's awful, whatever. So that was always my goal. And when build in a bottle products were released, like the soft builder gel in like a nail polish bottle, I fell in love. Just the viscosity of it. It's not too thick, it's not too thin. I started to really like master how I'm using it. But I think what ultimately changed it was like two special tricks. Like one is to use a detail brush and then the other is to hold the client's hand upside down, which to like allow, you know, the self-leveling to happen. Even people that haven't taken my course and didn't watch me teach that, me just explaining it to them like this, they've tried it, like just nail tech friends that I have. I'm like, oh, try this. Use the detail brush. Hold the hand upside down for 5 to 10 seconds. They call me back and they're like, I can't believe it. It's literally night and day what I'm able to do. And that lifts me up so much. So it's always been about like how to get the client in and out the fastest without compromising on the quality of the service at all.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's where a lot of people tend to kind of maybe not take into account, because I see it in nail groups all the time. Like, how do I get faster? How do I improve my time? And I do think that there's a line to draw that's like, okay, you can only sacrifice so much when you're trying to like take your time down and then also trying to keep that same quality. And I think trying to find that balance, which for everybody is going to be a little bit different, but finding that balance is really key. That's awesome. So awesome. Okay. So tell me just a little bit about the actual class that you have released. Tell me, you know, how you have it set up, where can people find it?
So thank you. You're so sweet for letting me like shamelessly plug myself.
No, I love it. Please.
So I have four classes out now. There's the Nail Efficiency Masterclass. There's a class for educators called the Efficient Educator. So if anyone is a beauty industry educator and they want to be more efficient, learn how to write lesson plans and stuff like that, teach all different types of learners, that's in there too. And then there's a couple mini courses in there right now. You could find all of them at nailed-courses.com. That's my website for my digital education. Anyone that signs up for a mini class or a master class, it's a lifetime access. So it's not like you only have it for a limited number of months or something. You have it for life. For example, the educator class comes with a free coaching call with me so that I could help them like write their first class. But it's all done digitally. It's videos that they watch of me doing exactly what I'm trying to teach them. So in the efficiency class, I'm doing nails on a model to show exactly like how to do these things. In that efficiency class, there's like tons of bonus material too. I teach 10 different efficient nail art techniques. I teach how to do pricing. I teach how to set boundaries with clients. So there's a lot of like really good bonus material in there.
Yeah,
so whether you're new or a veteran, like I feel like you'll get a lot of juice out of that. But everything's there online, you know, they can watch it at their own pace. And, you know, each course is a different length of time. They're separated into like modules. And so it's easy to kind of, if you want to skip ahead or you want to go back to like, oh, what did she do for like removal? There's a chapter on removal. So you can easily just like find what you need.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Just really quick, I want you to tell everybody your like top three tips for like if you were like newbie and just looking at efficiency and improving your time, what are your top three tips to work on first?
Number one is to niche down. So importantly, I really try to always encourage this, even from the beginning, even if you're straight out of school. If you can like zone in on a specialty, maybe it's feet, maybe it's nail art, maybe it's acrylic pink and whites, whatever it is, the less services that you offer, in my opinion, the better. I think that you can get like so much better at your specialty, because that comes with time and experience, mm-hmm. by doing that service. If you offer 15 services, you'll never be the master at pedicures, because you're also spending half your time on hands and eyelashes and whatever. So to me, that's like a really big tip, is to niche down. Even if you're not good yet, like just focus on what you're passionate about. Yeah. Like if someone will ask me, like, I don't know what I'm good at yet, I don't know what's going to be my specialty, I'll just tell them to do what they like want to do.
Yeah.
Even if they're weak. Something. Yeah. Pick whatever gets you excited. You know, mm-hmm. like if you like gnarly feet, like focus on pedicures, you know, like you'll love that before and after. It's so satisfying even as a newbie, you know, mm-hmm. but if you don't like feet, don't even bother adding that, you know, like there's no point. You might as well get better at hands. So mm-hmm. for me, that's the first advice. Another advice is not to underprice yourself as a newbie. I really feel like we get stuck in like that, like lack of confidence bubble. And you feel like, well, I'm not as good as those people that are like, you know, been here for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But it is so hard to raise your prices to where you need to be fast enough that you have to start high enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so I do see a huge change in the industry, that a lot more of these newer techs coming in they're not afraid to like have their prices set at what they're actually supposed to be valued at. And I think that's an amazing change for the industry. So I think that's a great, great set of advice there.
Yeah, I really think that's the most, like one of the most important things, because it's the hardest, like they need to mm-hmm. hear it. Like a lot of people really start low. And my third one also is probably about pricing, or it's a tie. So get as much education as you can, even once you graduate. That's a big one. I love continuing education. I'm a teacher. I'm all about learning. Places like Nail Camp changed my life, so I'm all about that. But I do think that, like, back to business, from year one, you need to raise your prices every year, at least at the rate of inflation. So that's what I like to teach in my course. So like, check what the rate of inflation is in the US, in Canada, wherever you are, whatever country you're in. If it's 5%, you need to raise your prices by at least 5%.
Yeah.
A year.
That's a good baseline. Yeah. To at least keep that. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing about all this amazing stuff that you have. Why don't you go ahead and just tell people where they can find you?
So you guys can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Facebook, all under Nailed Courses or Nailed _ Courses, depending on the platform you'll find me. My name's Erin Brenhouse. Sometimes you'll see my name there too. You guys could find all of my digital courses at nailed-courses.com. So you'll find the Efficient Educator, the Masterclass for Efficiency, a do-it-yourself Chrome video, and a prep and removal video. And awesome. That's where you guys can find me. And I'm very approachable. So if anyone has questions, don't hesitate to like send me a DM. I will always write you guys back as soon as I get a chance.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Erin, for taking the time to talk with us today. Can't wait to check out your courses.
Thank you so much for having me. It was like literally like the biggest honor.
Oh,
I was so excited.
Good.
I can't wait to hear more episodes from this podcast, because it's
great. Yay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Until next time, keep creating, keep thriving, stay nerdy.